This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier, continuing to celebrate October Pork Month. Drew Schatz and her brother Jacob Miller, J&D Farms, a year ago built a new pig barn and are continuing their rich family history in Clark County. That's J&D Farms. So, Drew, you are the D. Tell us about the J.
The J is my younger brother, Jacob Miller, freshly graduated from college. This is our way of working and getting back into the farm. Our uncle's retired from the livestock industry about 2.5, 3 years ago, so it's our turn as the next generation to take that part of the farm over. We've been commercially growing pigs for 65 years. We're the fifth generation. Our grandpa started our part of the farm when he came back from the war and has been growing exponentially since then. So we're excited to keep this tradition going.
One of your quotes is, a farm is more than land and crops. It's a family heritage and a future. So when did you guys decide that you're going to jump in with both feet?
For my brother, it was probably when he was 3 years old. He always knew that he wanted to come back on the farm, and that's what he was just going to do. He was going to work with Dad, and that's his story. For me, I didn't really decide I wanted to work with family until about 2 years ago. I went to college, was doing a sales job, didn't really like it, switched to the livestock department, and the company I worked for, fell in love with it. Some opportunities arose with our dad and uncles retiring in livestock that my brother was wanting to build a barn, and my husband and I talked about it, and we wanted to join the venture with them. So it took me a whole lot longer to agree to it, or to jump, I guess, full feet in. But my brother, this has been his legacy for his whole life. He knew that's what he wanted to do.
Well, it sounds like a great setup, and you guys are set up for a good future. Now, let's talk more about your dad and your mom, Miller Farms. Paint us the picture of where the barn is and a little bit more about that rich family history.
So the barn is just about a quarter of a mile away from our family homestead. My grandma currently lives on the farm. My mom and dad live a half mile from there. Another uncle lives a half mile from there. I live a half mile from there. So we're all very, very, very close to each other. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. She helped on the farm when it came time for harvest and planting. She was delivering seed and running the grain cart and managing us kids, and the farm has been my dad's full-time job his whole life. That's all he knows. That's all he does. And he's amazing at it and has shared that love with the rest of us.
It's amazing to hear, you know, you describe your parents, and obviously you picked up a lot from them, especially from your mom when you talk about what she's done. There was never a male-female discrepancy, it sounds like to me. You're all just equally hardworking.
Yeah, there was no, well, I'm a girl, so I don't have to do that. No, you have to do it, and you have to do it better. There was no discrepancy whatsoever between watching my mom. And she drove a semi, she drove a truck, she drove a tractor, so it wasn't any different, for me or my sister to hop in and do the same thing.
We salute Drew and Jacob, J&D Farms, the Miller family in Clark County, for their commitment to the pig business in Illinois. This is the RFD Livestock Report.